Ow, pow, pow.
My bear.
She needs her bear, guys.
I need my bear. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
This is
episode 2. Mike, it's your boy MJ.
MJ and your girl Kat.
Welcome to episode 2 of the Talk Stop Show.
Bow, bow, bow.
Boo, boo, boo. All right. So today we are talking about New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, huh?
I think it just fits the right vibe, you know?
The time of year.
It is. We have February, but that's not okay.
Hey, well, it's a little check-in on how our New Year's resolutions are going.
Yup. So what was your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution is very plain and simple and probably really popular for a lot of people, but it's about being active and
focusing
on my health.
So
no
original.
I know. But I've been wanting to do that for a long time. Mm-hmm. And like in the past, I've been really scared to go to the gym because of some bad experiences.
That's fair.
Yeah,
honestly, I feel like everybody goes through that when you're first going to the gym, mm-hmm. trying out new exercises, you don't really know what you're doing. You're kind of scared what other people are thinking of you.
True.
But little do you know, no one's actually looking at what you're doing.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Everyone's so focused.
They're just locked in.
Yeah.
They're locked in.
Yeah.
So honestly, like for those of you who are going to the gym or trying to go to the gym for the first time, trust me, no one is looking at what you're doing. Just go in there, do your thing, you know, and please ask questions. People are more than happy to help you with your goals in fitness. Trust me. All right. People are looking to help you. They just don't know how to. That's most of the time what it is.
The other week, some girls asked me for help.
Really?
Which was so random.
Let's go!
And honestly,
that's an upgrade.
A little ego boost.
Yeah.
Because I was like, do I look like I know what I'm doing? Which I do.
Uh-huh.
Because I've done it a couple times. I'm not like a pro or anything. But I guess I looked confident enough in what I was doing. That two girls came up to me.
I've been going with you, and yeah, I could tell that now you're a lot more confident when you go in.
Yeah, I'm not like thinking about who's watching or what, which I used to. That was a big struggle.
That's fair.
But
that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, two girls asked me what to do on the leg press.
Let's go.
And for them, it was a bit hard. So then I went and maybe this was not the right thing to do, but I said, oh, maybe if you work on like leg extensions and leg curls, it might help you.
Yeah.
Okay, slay!
There you go.
Bow, bow,
she
bow.
She knows what she's doing. Catherine, the coach.
I know. Well, Marcus is the coach here.
I didn't want to say nothing, but you know.
Oh my God. Speaking of, okay, hold on. Little round of applause because I gathered the group to go to Anytime Fitness.
She sure did.
I really did.
It started from, I think it was just you and Alex that was going.
Well, we had been talking about it last year for a long time. We were like,
yeah.
I remember we were sitting on the couch and we were like, oh my gosh, we want to go to the gym. But we were like, oh, you know, do we want to though? Like,
we
like being a little bit big back people. We're like, you know what? No, this year has to change. And we like actually locked in. Mm-hmm. But not only us, we got our friend Chloe in Marcus soon after, like a few weeks after, moved back
to Gatineau.
Yeah.
So I moved back to the city.
And so now we're all going.
So we're all going.
And it's so cool.
It is.
And also I convinced another friend, Linda.
True.
So now all five of us are in this group chat where we like will tell each other when we're going to the gym, who wants to go to the gym together. So we're all accountable.
Yep.
And we always have someone to go with, which I feel like is a really big struggle.
It is.
Like for people who are new to the gym and they're like, I don't want to go, or maybe like I'm too nervous.
When your friend's going though, then you have no choice but to go. You feel like you're slacking if all of your friends are going.
Yeah, but then also gives you like a sense of comfort at the gym because you're like, oh, I have my friend here. Like, I don't feel stupid.
And you can just be stupid with them, you know?
No, it's exactly.
kind of how it is, you know?
No, it's like that meme where it's like there's the one person who knows what the workout is and the other person is like,
Bye. Normally that's me. I'm the one that knows what we're doing, and then y'all are just like, What are we doing, Marcus?
What's next?
What's next?
Yay!
That's so true. Yeah, every time.
Yeah, so like...
It's so fun. And it's open 24-7, so it literally... 24/7. We have no excuse.
None. Actually,
you go.
None.
You just go. And
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's great.
Yeah. For real.
It's a shout out to Anytime Fitness, man. Shout out.
Oh my god. Stop. We made a video in the gym that we did not expect to like.
Yep.
But we were basically, I mean, like, plug the video, Marcus. Yep. And editing. But we like we're in the gym and we're like, you know what? Let's just do a little photo shoot. Yep. So we did that. We were standing on equipment and Chloe was on the bar and she was like posing and grabbing curls. Yeah. It was so funny. And Anytime Fitness posted it.
They tagged us in it.
Yeah.
They saw my post and they commented on it. They asked me to tag them in it so then they could post it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then tagged us. We're famous. Cool.
We are famous. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow, look at us.
That's my first time that's ever happened to be talking about.
Big moves.
Oh, yeah. We're making big dollars out here.
And Anytime Fitness followed me, so.
Oh!
I'm like kind of cool with that.
Let's go.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe free membership is next.
Listen.
I won't say no to that.
I would not be opposed. If anyone from Anytime Fitness is watching.
Please.
We would appreciate.
Please, we would love that.
Our friends would appreciate.
We promise to post 3 videos a week, at least.
With Anytime Fitness,
we promise.
Free promotion.
Yep, we will do it. Free membership or free promotion. You heard it here first.
Exactly.
There you go. That's how it works. Business moves.
Well, we made a proposal and now we wait.
Yeah. Okay, next, we're going to resume the video once we get an answer.
So how long do you think it'll be before?
Oh, God.
A long time.
If it takes as long as it does for my sisters to reply to my text messages, might be here for like a full week. Maybe longer.
I have no comments. But I can understand because honestly, my brother is fine with responding. But it's my mom and my dad.
Parents are the worst at replying.
No, they actually don't respond.
They are.
They give you like a thumbs up or just a okay.
Yeah. Oh, my dad puts the 3 dots at the end of his sentences.
Oh my god, no, like, my dad does.
You put
too.
Like okay, dot dot dot. Or you're welcome, dot dot dot.
Oh wow. Shade.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, are we cool? Yeah.
Are we dad, are you mad?
Yeah, I'm sorry for whatever I did, you know. I apologize.
My dad will use it in sentences.
Oh,
like
oh.
Hey, how are you doing? Dot dot dot. There's a lot of snow, dot dot dot. Would be cool if dot 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 you shoveled.
Dot dot dot.
Like, okay, well, we did not need all of those dots.
You could have just put commas, apostrophes, you could have put something else.
Well,
you know, or just make one full sentence.
No, that's what you could do. Exactly. Yeah. So.
But that's too, you know, it's too long to do.
It's too long.
It's a lot easier just put dot dot dot.
Yeah.
And make us assume what they're saying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We should do that for our text message. Make it mysterious.
Oh, okay.
Dot. We should start doing that for like a full week. Just see how I put it in the group chat. Say, hey guys, dot, dot, dot. Game night, dot, dot, dot.
It's one thing to do it to your friends, which is like less likely. But it's another thing if you did it to your partner, which would...
Oh my...
Yo, I feel like that would cause so many fights.
The amount of questions and red flags that would just pop up in their head. Oh my god.
No, could you imagine like, hey, good morning, dot,
dot,
dot.
Dot. I love you, dot, dot, dot.
Oh my. No, the I love you, that would be crazy. That would actually be crazy.
They wouldn't know what to say. Like, thank you? Are we good?
Do you get like 5 missed calls?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I was like, hey, by the way, can we talk later? Dot, dot, dot.
I'm busy, dot, dot, dot.
Oh my god.
No, that would actually be
that crazy. Would be crazy.
Oh. That would be.
Yo. Yeah, no.
Not a good idea. Do not recommend.
Unless you want spam calls for like the next hour, I really do not recommend that.
Yeah.
And have a long conversation that could have totally been avoided. Don't do it. Yeah.
Well, there's one thing about doing it in a relationship where you're in the same city, because then you can just drive to each other.
True.
Long distance.
Oh god.
Oh yeah. That would not fly.
That's terrifying.
Mm-mm. No, I would actually be scared.
If Nat started doing that too,
No, but
oh god.
I think I've scared him before because I've been like, really? We need to talk. Dot.
You did not. You did not.
No.
Oh. Why? What's going on in your head?
No, but it was so sick. I don't know why I did the dot, because I think that was too much. Because I literally
one
just
simple
wanted to
dot.
Say...
The world we've come into. One simple dot can raise flags.
100%. Because I honestly, I just wanted to say like, hey, like, it'd be cool if we did like check-ins with each other.
Dot.
No, but that's what I wanted to talk
about. Okay, okay.
And I don't know why I made it seem like it was a big deal, but it wasn't a big deal. And he was like, is everything okay?
Yeah. And like when you're working, let's say he was at work and he reads that text message.
Oh my God.
That is the most terrifying thing.
That is so scary.
When you're like in the middle of work, you can't even focus anymore because like you're just so into that text right now, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is all.
Very scary.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
back to where we were.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my goal. What is your goal, Marcus?
So mine was actually, it was more like finding myself again, you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
Tea.
Well, 2024 was a tough year. Yeah. It was actually a roller coaster. It was an up and down year.
Okay. Ups and downs or more ups and downs?
It was a longer duration for the ups. But the down was lower than the ups, if that makes sense.
It was a pretty deep down.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You know, like, you know, I was climbing, let's say, like, if I were to put it in, like, mountains as an analogy, okay? I was climbing Mount Everest, never got to the top, okay? But I made it to hell, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I went as down as you possibly probably could, but I never got as high as I could.
Wow.
If that makes sense. Okay, you get the analogy?
Yeah. I actually love the reference.
Okay, perfect.
I actually love mountains.
Oh, so yeah, that's true. Geography major right here.
Geography major.
Geography major.
I love mountains.
That's true. So yeah, 2024 was a long duration of ups. You know, I was in a relationship with someone else before. It was going really well. And, you know, I was really happy being a personal trainer. I had changed jobs. I was enjoying that. And then, you know, classic life event, everything just went downhill from there, basically, you know, without getting into too much details, but basically, you know, no longer in a relationship with that person, lost the job, wasn't making any money at that point. So, you know, everything just started going downhill, super depressed, and I didn't really know what to do anymore because, I just felt lost. So my New Year's resolution was to be happy again and find out what it is I want to do. You know, one thing I did discover is that no amount of money, and I'm telling you this from experience, no amount of money will make you happy. If you can do what you love to do and enjoy it, and on top of it, make good money, hey, that's the best of both worlds right there. You know, and you don't need to make all the money in the world to be the happiest in the world. You could just enjoy having a 9-to-5 job making, you know, 70K a year. But hey, if you are obtaining and achieving everything you want to achieve in your life and you're okay with that and you're good with that and that's what makes you happy, hey, go for it. If your goal is to be the richest man on earth, then yeah, you're gonna have to struggle and you're gonna have to work hard,
and there's sacrifices and compromises.
Oh, 1,000%, 1,000%, you know. So it really depends what you want to achieve. Me, my goal is to make as much money as I can while doing what I love to do, you know. And unfortunately for a lot of people, that's running my mouth. So that's podcasts, that's YouTube, that's, you know, talking to people, being social.
Yeah,
that's what I love to do, that's what I enjoy doing. Talking sports, which soon, guys, I will be coming up with my own podcast, which will be a sports podcast. So for those of you who like sports, I will, once it is created and everything is set up, big announcement coming ahead. Okay, I'm just gonna leave it at that. But yeah, so, you know, my goal was to really just find myself, be as happy as I could, and do what I love to do while making some money.
Okay.
That's basically what it was. Yeah. Because fitness, I already do that. I do that every day.
Fitness is part of your lifestyle.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
There's no avoiding
it. No. It's, you know, Dwayne Johnson actually said this quote once. It's not like, when it comes to fitness, it's not like I have to do something. It's I get to do something. So I get to go work out. I have the opportunity to go to the gym. Mm-hmm. I have the opportunity to stay healthy, mm-hmm. make those decisions, eat healthy, mm-hmm. right? So don't force yourself to go to the gym. You need to want to go to the gym. Yes, there are days where you're not gonna want to go. There are days where, and those are the days that, yeah, you kind of have to push through and you gotta go. But think of it in the sense of like, hey, you get to go to the gym. There's a lot of people that don't get to go, you know?
It is actually an opportunity that I think some of us take for granted.
Big time.
Yeah.
And it's life-changing.
And it's the choice. It's actually, honestly, that's a big choice of being able to do these things that we get to do. Like, every day. Even, like, I mean, this is really big, but, like, going to school. Mm-hmm. You know, some people are just like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to school. Oh, I might, like, fail at college or whatever. And you're like, no, but some people really don't have that opportunity.
They really don't.
And so, like, seize that opportunity. Like, if you can, and, you know, like, if you want the betterment for yourself, then, yeah, go to the, you have the opportunity.
Take advantage of the opportunity that comes ahead of you, you know? 100%. Some people would, like, kill to have those opportunities and to be able to
have the equipment that you have.
Literally. Just that.
Even if your equipment might be a little rusty or old, you have equipment. Mm-hmm. We have the opportunity to go to a 24-hour
gym.
Yeah. We have, and it's so close.
It is
so close.
It's 5 minutes away, like 10 minutes away from here.
Yeah.
Easy. Exactly. Simple. I used to work at a gym that was a 2-minute drive. Not even. Right? I had no excuse not to go.
Marcus slept at the gym once.
I did. Yeah, true story. I did. I was doing the close. The gym closed at a 10. There was a basketball game. I believe it was the Lakers versus the Celtics. And so I was like, okay, well, the gym's closed. No one's in. Might as well just go on the treadmill myself, watch the game. Why not?
You watched it on the treadmill?
Yeah, I was like walking. I was taking my steps, you know?
Oh,
and,
my God.
I was walking on the treadmill. I was walking on the treadmill while watching the game that's on the TV.
Wow. You
know? Yeah. Yeah. And then, yeah, the game ended. It was like 1 a.m. And the gym was opening at 6. So I was like, okay, do I drive back home? That'll take me like 30 minutes. By the time I like take a shower and everything, you know, I'll lose like an hour and a half of like time. So then I will maybe get 4 hours of sleep max.
And then to drive back.
And driving and
get
back.
Get ready. Yeah.
Exactly. So I decided, you know what? I'll just take a shower at the gym since we have, you know, and then I slept at the gym.
Wow.
And then I woke up and that was it.
Wow.
Yep. Yep, there's shout out to the yoga mats at gyms.
Yoga mats.
They came in clutch that day.
Are they those like little blue like?
Yeah.
Heart? Oh my God.
And you just stack three on top of each other and then it becomes somewhat soft. Somewhat soft.
Oh my God, I remember when they used to give it to us in like kindergarten and that was our sleep time. We would sleep on those with a little thin blanket and just.
Yep. They had like those $2 blankets there. They were like this thin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember those. But nap time was the best time. I loved that time during daycare. Because I knew after nap time was when we'd go outside and play.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
I liked finger painting.
Really? You were a creative kid. All right.
I would dip my fingers in all of it. I was
future Picasso, right?
Yo,
there.
Picasso in the making for
facts.
Real.
Yeah.
No. I had a great time.
Oh, I couldn't. Like me in arts and crafts as a kid, I just couldn't. Impossible. There's no way you were catching me painting or anything. Nope. Like during this wasn't daycare. This was like after school daycare, I guess. Like we had the option always between sports or arts and crafts. Mm. I would always go to sports.
Yeah,
always.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. Like, I had the after-school thing, too. Mm. Sometimes I'd stay inside, but if we were able to go outside and, like, go to the park, I was always there.
100%. Mm-hmm. And we'd play Manhunt, and we had a whole soccer field.
Stop.
We had a whole soccer field with a playground and a bit of grass behind the playground, too. So we had a big backyard, you know? So Manhunt was the game
that we played. For those who don't know what Manhunt is, why don't you explain it?
Okay. So Manhunt is like a game of tag, right? And the way we would find out who was it is we would all go in a big circle and we would do the game of 21, where basically we would either choose one or two fingers to put in the center of the circle.
Oh, and then you like count
and then we would
the
count
fingers.
The fingers. That's right. And whoever landed on 21 was it. Okay. And then basically that person that is it, everybody has, we did like 30 seconds. Everybody had 30 seconds to run away, either hide or just be there in plain sight and just run for your life afterwards. And whenever that person that was it would tag someone, then both of them were it. And then every person that would become tagged becomes it with them. So then it's like a plague, basically. And then last one alive wins. Yeah, that's how Manhunt would work.
Such a good
when
game.
It would get down to like the final two people, you would have like both groups of people that are it just split up. And then you're just running for your life. It's like having a horde of zombies run after you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was the most terrifying thing. Especially when you're going into play structures and then you're like kind of doing parkour on there to try and get away.
Oh my god, and you're like climbing onto like the roof?
Uh-huh.
Oh my god, and in winter when you would hide, oh my god, you would hide in the snow, like, you were like in the trenches.
Yeah, I would take advantage of the people that were good at arts and crafts because I'd build igloos. They would build like these mini igloos, so I'd actually go hide in the igloos.
I was one of those kids. I was an igloo maker.
Perfect. So there you go. It was, best times, honestly. I miss elementary school in a way. I kind of miss it.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. Or like on the play structure, you would play Sandman.
Yes. That Sandman was fun. Fun. Mm-hmm. The amount of times that someone would come close to actually like almost getting me.
Yay.
And I would just be like hanging on by a thread to the monkey bars or something. Yep. That was good times.
That was fun.
I almost fell a couple of times, not gonna lie.
People fall. But then you have to be quiet because then if they're on a structure, they can't look.
Yeah.
But if they're on the sand, they can look.
I feel like it should be the opposite. I feel like it's dangerous if they're on the play structures and they can't look, you know what I mean? I feel like if they're on the sand.
Yeah, no, it's.
But I get it though. Yeah, like it wouldn't work because Sandman, you got. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Although it's just way, way dangerous if you can't see.
So sure I like banged my head.
The minute where you think, oh yeah, I could just keep walking, and then next thing you know, monkey bar just gets you right in the dome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would not.
We've all been there. We've all been.
Oh yeah.
Point. Yeah.
A couple times by a monkey bar, a couple times just by someone playing soccer and they kick too high and then it hit me in the head. Oh yeah, been through everything.
Yeah.
So what are your guys' New Year's resolutions? Please let us know in the comments. Please write it down. Let us know what you are doing to achieve your goals for 2025. And till next time, we'll see you in episode 3.
Bye.
Spin.
Yay. Hi. Okay. Oh, are you spinning? What's happening?
I was trying to spin. I was like, peace and spin. But it didn't spin.
Loopers.
There we go. Hi. Spin the other way. Hello. Spin again. Boing.